For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel. It's time for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled. Our Capitol reporter, Ryland Barton, spoke to Jonice Franklin of member station WFPL.
Governor Bevin made news this week. He said that Governor-elect Andy Beshear only won because Democrats were, quote-unquote, harvesting votes in urban communities. What did he mean by that?
So these are Governor Bevin's final days in office. This particular quote was on 55 KRC in Cincinnati.
You are able to go into urban communities where people are densely populated on college campuses and in public housing projects.
So Governor Bevin continues to question the outcome of the election. This is something that he did on election night. It's something he did in the week and a half after Election Day, in which he was suggesting that there were irregularities in the election and not providing any evidence. It's unclear exactly what he means by vote harvesting. There's actually a technical term for vote harvesting, which means when designees collect ballots, absentee ballots, and turn them in for voters. It's legal in some states and Kentucky. It's illegal in others. This made news last year in North Carolina's 9th congressional district race. There actually was a revote over that because of some vote harvesting.
Well, it sounds like Bevin's not going quietly. So Beshear does take office next Tuesday, December 10th. And he's been naming some of his top officials.
Yeah, so Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman, she will have an interesting role. She will not only be Lieutenant Governor, she'll also be the Secretary of the Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. Then it's going to be really interesting to see Rocky Adkins. He's currently the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. He's in the minority, of course, in the House. Beshear has appointed him to be his senior advisor.
Why do you think Beshear would have tapped Rocky Adkins for this position and not leave him in his position in the House?
One, I think that Beshear owes Adkins a favor. Rocky Adkins really campaigned hard for him and got him some votes in eastern Kentucky, where Republicans have done increasingly well in recent years. And, you know, Rocky Adkins has been in the legislature for 33 years, and he was in the majority for most of that time. But now, since 2016, he's been in the minority. And I can tell you, it's just not as much fun.
Finally, Governor-elect Beshear's promise to replace the Board of Education. Can he do that?
Governor-elect Beshear says that he can do this because Governor Bevin reorganized so many boards when he was governor. This was a big campaign promise of his, that he would replace the entire Board of Education and then have that Board of Education replace Education Commissioner Wayne Lewis, who's been particularly controversial for a lot of education advocates. Lewis this week, he addressed this issue and some of the criticisms against him, which he said were unfair.
If the governor-elect has the authority to reconstitute the Kentucky Board of Education, and that's what he wants to do, then he should do it.
So normally the governor appoints about half of his education board at the beginning of his or her term, and then halfway through. And Bevin actually appointed his Board of Education members according to the normal schedule. Beshear would be totally overhauling it. It's actually kind of a controversial move for some people in the education community, because the Board of Education and then the Education Commissioner is supposed to be kind of insulated from politics. The governor doesn't appoint the commissioner in Kentucky ever since 1990. So it'll really be interesting to see how this shakes out. And on into the future, we'll be watching to see if this is something that becomes governors saying, once I take office, I'm going to do the same thing, reshape the Board of Education in my image, which I think that some critics say is not the appropriate way to go.
All right. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.